Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video from Mary Folio, and it's called 3 Reasons Why a Positive Attitude Matters More Than You Think. So we all have that moment in life where you went into a vicious cycle and you're just stuck in there and you can't get out of that negative emotions. So today's video teaches us how to be positive. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Start infusing everything you do with some genuine love and enthusiasm in your humanity and just watch the difference that it makes both for you and for everybody around you. And if you need a reminder, remember this. Your energy is contagious, so think about what you want people to catch from you. Start infusing everything you do with some genuine love and enthusiasm in your humanity and just watch the difference that it makes both for you and for everybody around you. And if you need a reminder, remember this. Your energy is contagious, so think about what you want people to catch from you. 首先我们要来看的第一个字呢是 infuse。infuse 呢是注入的意思。那要记得呢，它的 se 呢可以发短音 z 的感觉 ，infuse 重音在 fu 的地方。如果我们要讲说把 a 注入到 b， 我们要说 infuse a with b， 要记得用 with 这个介系词。举例来说呢 ，Ever since she has joined us, she has infused our team with laughter and great ideas。自从她加入我们之后呢，她为了我们的组别带来也注入了一些这个笑声跟聪明的好点子。那还有一个名词呢是 fuse， 它是保险丝的意思。那两个字记得不要搞混。fuse 呢一样 ，se 呢是发 z 的感觉 ，fuse。那它当动词用的时候呢，也指的是融入的意思。举例来说呢 ，The purpose of this meeting is to fuse both of our ideas and come up with a practical plan. 这场会议的目的呢，便是要融合我们双方的想法，并且想出一个实际的方案。那再我们要来看的是 genuine， genuine 呢指的是真的。那其实我个人呢喜欢把它翻作是真诚的，特别是用在一个人的个性啊，或者是人与人之间的相处。那它的重音呢是在 g e 的地方发 j 的音 ，gen g e n 是发微笑的嘴型 a。Genuine， 它其实很像是三个音节 ，nu 呢是发 u 的音 ，genuine，ing 发 in，genuine。那我们可以说 ，She has the most genuine smile that I have ever seen。她脸上挂着一抹真诚的微笑。再我们来看的是 enthusiasm 呢指的是热心啊或者是热忱的意思，它的重音是 thu 的地方会发 enthusiasm。后面 si 呢是发 z 的音 ，a 呢只是发 a，enthusiasm， 它的形容词呢则是 enthusiastic， 它的重音比较不一样，我们前面会加强在 thu 的地方，那如果当作是形容词的时候，我们只是加强在 a 的地方。一开始名词的话呢是 enthu， 那形容词则是 enthusiastic， 是在 a 的地方做重音。回到名词来看呢，我们可以说。Her enthusiasm really brightened up the volunteering camp. 她的热心和热忱呢，深深打动了前来当志工的每一个人。那我们最后再来复习一下他们的发音。名词呢是 enthusiasm， 形容词呢则是 enthusiastic。再我们来看的是 energy 呢是活力的意思。那它的重音呢是在最前面的地方发微笑的嘴型 a， energy。就是我们可以说 ，This little boy's energy is running low after the entire day at the zoo。在动物园待了一整天之后呢，这个小男孩已经没有这么有活力，也开始累了。它的形容词呢，则是 energetic。energetic 呢是精力旺盛的，重音在 g e 的地方。energetic g e 呢是发微笑的嘴型 a。那我们就可以说 ，She has always been very energetic and athletic。她一直以来呢都这么活泼，这么精力旺盛，然后也非常的运动型。最后我们要来看的是 contagious。contagious 呢指的是接触传染的，也是指说有传染力的。我们这当然可以用在比如说一个病毒或者是一个细菌是 contagious 会传染的。可是呢，像是在句子里面所表示的呢，我们可以讲到一个人的能量或者是一个人的态度是 contagious。举例来说呢 ，Her laughter is quite contagious and it somehow made everyone laugh。她的笑声非常有传染力，而也莫名其妙的让其他人也跟着笑了起来。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Start infusing everything you do with some genuine love and enthusiasm in your humanity and just watch the difference that it makes both for you and everybody around you. And if you need a reminder, remember this. Your energy is contagious, so think about what you want people to catch from you. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to keep that positive energy in you and leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!